You know, I watch this. I have actually my finger on the pulse of this reality, the different kind of businesses I've done, you know. Not only this reality in my local, but online, and also people traveling from other countries. And so, just listening to people talk, everybody's wanting to have fun, you know. It's all about fun. They've been duped. The devil has duped everybody. Now, you do have some real gurus out there. And some real preachers out there that tell you that it's more than just fun. You got some Stoics out there who see it. You got some people who went through narcissistic abuse. They see it. But if I go over here to the college and pick up some the women, the men don't say this, but if I pick up some women, let's say there's three women in the back seat, and I say, when I went to college here, they say, oh, you went to college here? Did you have fun? Every time. Not once. Not maybe. Every time. And if you listen to the female gurus, it's all about having fun. Or accepting yourself instead of admitting you're a sinner and admitting you got problems. It's about accepting yourself and having fun. I forget the lady's name. It was a white lady. She's still around, I guess, but everybody loves her. They'll say, if somebody says, what are you doing? She says, I'm having fun. To what extent? To what purpose? To enjoy life. For what reason? Just to have fun. That's what she says. And people love it. People love it. And if you look the word fun up, it's a distraction, and it's actually really worse than that. It's foolishness. I'm having fun. There's a reason all the women gurus want to have fun. And teach you to accept yourself as you are. It goes back to Genesis 3. The same game that played out in Genesis 3 is happening now. Let me say it again. The same game that played out in Genesis 3 is happening now. It's all around you. It's in every nation. It's all on the media, the news, the music. Somebody says, well, do you listen to music anymore? Nope. Oh, you don't like music? I didn't say that. What about music and dancing? Well, if dancing could get you healthy, yeah, that'd be a good thing. But most time it's not for not getting healthy. I'm trying to think if I've seen a female Stoic, and I don't think I have. Could be wrong. I've talked to some online and in real world where life is more than just fun. Life is serious. Life is finding your creator, finding the truth in the inner man. But most, not just women, but most people live in cognitive dissonance, and the reason they're able to live that way is because they drink themselves into oblivion or smoke themselves into oblivion, some kind of drug, so they don't have to face their cognitive dissonance. And when they face off with a real truther, they run and hide. If you marry one of them and you speak the truth, she's going to take off because she knows you see through her. But she's going to come back because she thinks she can come up with some new some new way of pretending, and then you see through that. She takes off. Hosea and Gomer. Gomer and Hosea. Playing out today. It's playing out right now. Genesis 3 is playing out right now. Hosea and Gomer is playing out right now. People do not want to be introspective, because they don't want to admit they need to change. And if they do need to change, it's such a hard pattern that's been sown. They're not willing to do the work. And it's not really a work. It's just really a change of mind. And then it's all... But so they're not wanting to do the... Like the Bible says, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needed not be ashamed, but rightly dividing the word of truth. So if you have to do some mental anguish to change your behavior because your doctrine determines your behavior. But if everybody's saying, I'm okay, you're okay, McDonald's, have it your way, fast food, have it your way, all that stuff, all those sayings, cartoons, you've been brainwashed by the music, the cartoons, everything around you is a brainwashing system. Have it your way. While we're killing you. Sugar addictions. Overeating addictions. If you don't eat, okay, if you don't eat after 5 or 6, your whole world's gonna change. Intermittent fasting will change. You're not going to die. You're not going to die. You're actually going to heal yourself. But always talk to your doctor before you decide to do something, unless you just do it in incremental stages and pay attention. You can actually be your own doctor. Your body is actually its own doctor. It tells you. Do the experiments. I don't know why people don't do health experiments. Let's eat this for a week, see how I feel. Let's eat this, see how I feel. I mean, that seems to be normal to me. Let me take some magnesium for a month, see what happens. But if you look the word up, the word fun up, F-U-N, in the etymology, you're going to find out that you've been duped your whole life with your society. Your society has duped you. And people, they think marriage is just all fun and games. The Bible talks about the grace of life. The grace of life. When you really step back and look around you, you realize this place is a repeat. And this place has a lot of death, a lot of sorrow, a lot of pain. And all that stuff is designed to hit your inner man, to bring you back to source, creator, your daddy, your pa, the papa. And all these attacks on the, what are they? They're attacking the patriarchy. All these attacks on the patriarchy is an attack against God. They want a female God. They want to worship Mother Mary. Or they want to worship Lucy Light, Lucid, Lucifer. Or they want to worship Lilith. They want to worship something that is not the patriarchy. And I'm not saying to worship the patriarchy. I'm saying to worship God the Father. When you see Jesus, you see the Father, the image of the Godhead bodily. They want to worship the creation. They want to worship something in the creation, a movie star, a rock star, a rap star. They want to worship something in the creation. And what is Mother Earth? What does the creation symbolize? Eve. The responder. They want to worship not the creator, but the created. Why do you think Jezebel wants to be worshiped? Why do you think Jezebel wants you to kiss her feet? She wants to be worshipped because she worships the creation. She wants you to worship. She's part of the hive. They want you to worship what the hive worships. What they worship, they want you to worship. What you worship, you want them to worship. You worship God because you want everybody to worship God. They worship Lucy Light, the devil, the created thing. So they want you to worship Lucy Light. If you break it down to its root, which I just did for you, it all makes sense. They worship fun in the created thing. They're not outside the creation. They're in it. But they want you to worship it instead of use it for God's glory. And all you have to do is look around you. I'm going down the road. All I see is weeds, oil, rocks, dirt, debris on the side of the road, paper, trash, I've already said oil and grease. What else? I just see a bunch of human waste. Human waste. It only makes sense that if God knew that human would have waste, that the waste could be reused at the dump, turn it into gas or methane or whatever. It's all going to be recycled, but like the Indian said, they don't want to clean up the mess they created. They just want to move on to the next spot, you know. Somebody marries you, creates a mess, and they move on to the next one, and that's the same thing. It's a fractal. It happens. It applies across the board, people. The pattern. Just pay attention to a person's pattern, and you're going to see their nature. Out of the heart, the mouth speaks. Out of the heart, the pattern is revealed. There's nothing new. It's all revealed. If they're outside throwing stuff on the ground and don't care about nobody else, they're the same inside because they don't care about themselves. If they don't care about anybody else, you know they don't care about themselves. If they don't care about themselves, they don't care about anybody else. It's all revealed. I'm done. I don't even know why I'm talking anymore, because most people are. I'm pretty sure Jesus said it. He said, John the Baptist came out in rough clothing, lived out in the woods, and you talked about him. And then somebody like myself comes in sitting down eating with sinners and talk about me, you'll never be happy. No matter who tells the truth, they'll never seek the truth, you know. If somebody says fun is a wrong mindset, it's a Lucy-like mindset. They can't accept it. They can't accept it.